Centralized e-commerce system. Emily, are you online? Tanea?
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody. All right. Well, good afternoon, Commissioners, Chairman Olson, Interim Secretary Roebling. The next 15 minutes or so, I'm going to visit with you about the e-commerce solution, which was mentioned earlier today. This is really where we combine our two systems, the camping reservation system and the hunting and fishing licensing system. This is a big deal. I'm excited to present this information to you guys, and it's really a major change in delivering the customer service aspect and the online purchasing experience for our customers. It's also referenced going forward as the Go Outdoors South Dakota solution, and our partner in this effort is Brand Information Services out of Tallahassee, Florida, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we get going. Chris Hull, do you have the PowerPoint? Awesome. You can go to the next slide, please. So just a quick overview. I have about 5 slides that I want to take the time and go through and address this information item. I'm going to review the timeline just to address where we've been, where we're at, and where we're going. I'll talk about the Go Outdoors South Dakota platform, its features. I'll explain the details of the grant partnership and what we're getting out of all of this. I'm going to ask our CFO, Chris Peterson, to visit with you guys about the cost. And then I'll wrap up with some next steps. The next slide, please. Thank you. Again, just review here, guys, and members of the public. So throughout 2020, we spent extensive amount of time in the research and demonstration phase trying to articulate and define what our needs, wants, and desires were as part of this. We also formulated an internal project management team in preparation to get to where we are today. And that was made up of parks, wildlife, and administrative folks within our department. We took quite a bit of time in writing and drafting and editing the formal document that went out for bid. That's a request for proposal, or RFP as I'll refer to it. And that's really that formal state government process that we have to go through to get project bids to be accepted for a big project like this. The RFP hit the streets on October 15th. Vendor questions were then due about a month later on November 13th. That was also a very intense process for our staff because the interested vendors from across the country submitted questions trying to identify and get us to articulate information in maybe another level of detail. More than what we had already had. And we received 137 questions as part of that process. So getting answers back to those individuals and making those public again was almost as intense as writing the RFP itself. Those proposals were due on December 11th, so again about another month later. And from December 11th through the 16th, that's when our internal project management team really completed that review evaluation of the proposals that were submitted, and there were 8 of those submitted. And out of those 8, we took scoring from the top 3 and conducted virtual interviews with the top 3 companies or proposals. A decision was then made to select Brandt as the leading candidate at the end of December. The Brandt team then was on site in South Dakota with our project management team, as well as the 3 directors. Kevin Roebling was there as well. And that was January 12th through the 14th, where we spent a full day meeting with them to really discuss and drive home the features that we're going to get as part of this contract, what our requirements were, and to really negotiate those transaction costs. And additionally, something very exciting too, they got to spend a few extra days in our state, and Scott Simpson and a couple of his staff took them on a tour north of Pierre. They visited Okobojo Recreation Area as well as Spring and Cow Creek. They got to see one of our shooting ranges, and then they also toured the licensing center in Fort Pierre and really got an idea of how the system and our staffing operate out there. So something very exciting for them there. The contract was officially awarded on Monday of this week, and then it was signed by both us here at Game Fish and Parks. Kevin signed it, and then the CEO of Brandt. And so what happens next is we'll still need the BIT Commissioner Kleins to sign off on it. They've been part of this process with us since the beginning, really, probably this summer is when they came on board and really fine-tuning a lot of the security requirements and what we're going to need when we transfer a lot of the personally identifiable information in that data. So a few other key points here. All of 2021 will include the development timeframe, and then we will launch and implement this system before the end of the year in late December. Next slide, please. So this Go Outdoors South Dakota solution is really one that we're pretty excited about. Because in the last two decades, GFP has had the two separate e-commerce sites, as I mentioned, one for purchasing and applying for the hunting and fishing licenses, and then another for making those camping reservation system, and then purchasing park entrance licenses and other merchandise. These sites have never integrated with one another, and they've been hosted separately, requiring separate usernames and logins. And that's all going to change with this new system. Because we must ensure that throughout user transactions online, that they have a seamless, secure, and intuitive experience, leading to enhanced customer service and a meaningful customer engagement. And primarily our goal has really been with this replacement system that it includes that enhanced business functionality, as well as upgraded technology and support for our department and our customer needs. And this is, you'll hear Kevin say it all the time, you'll hear several other staff say it, this is really where we need to meet our customers where they are. I mentioned security early on. This has become primary ahead of the customer service aspect, just because we have tens of thousands of data and profiles within each of these systems, and the integrity of that data remains top of mind and top priority as we go through a successful transfer and work with Brandt to transmit all of that. And that's something that starts right away. Just so you guys have a little bit of background on Brandt, they've had success in implementing these innovative solutions, similar in scope and in size, for state parks, fish and wildlife agency clients across the country, including Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, Iowa, Oklahoma, and most recently in November, they brought Idaho online. And just another note of proven success, they continue to collaborate with multi-state relationship marketing, and really an example here is increased license revenue for a couple of the states in the southeast region of the country when the rest of the country was seeing some market declines. So again, just a proven partner in innovation and success, and we're really looking forward to the next steps. Next slide, please. So with this partnership, what do we get besides a really great company and great people to work with? This solution will expand and meet our department's customer experiences and expectations while allowing us to develop some robust marketing strategies with a team of experts for, again, that continuous growth that we want to see, and also focus on the technology improvements to benefit not only our current customers, but where we want to go in the future. They will be our partner in innovation. And to break this down a little bit more, these are some of the awesome features I want to go through, and this is really why we picked them. And they're going to provide us with the online sales, as mentioned, so the licenses, the permits, the merchandise, potentially harvest reporting and account management, the control hunts piece, that's the applications, it's the award status, it's preference points, it's online reservations, that's the annual and daily passes, selling all those, merchandise sales, transfers and cancellations, as well as the sale of gift cards. All of our mapping functionality comes over, so our GIS team will be very much involved in integrating information and data points throughout this process. Customized reporting, This is a really big deal as we use data to determine our decision-making process and making sure our staff are equipped with the greatest tools that are out there, because we have some great staff who know data, who know numbers, and they're going to be able to use this system in a way that we just don't have today. The agent point of sale, for example, the C-stores, the Walmarts that are out there across our state, they'll undergo training. They'll have some enhanced resources and communications as part of this process. Grant will lead all of that. The Law Enforcement Management System app will undergo a redesign and a redevelopment process. I think most importantly, the customer relationship management piece. This is directly ties back to our R3 initiatives within the department. And what that means, more specifically, is that this is the process of managing interactions with our existing as well as past and potential customers. And it's really one of the many different approaches that allows us to manage and analyze interactions in real time and make decisions based on how our users are integrating with our e-commerce system. There'll be a guest checkout, and this, again, is all in one single sign-on. Brand's going to help keep us in front of the technology advancements and be our partner there. You know, we've been very limited in our capacity to do what we know are the best management practices in the business when it comes to customer relationship management, as I mentioned, innovative marketing, R3, ROI measurement, the tracking and reporting. So, getting us to undergo some of these changes and work with Brant in this new partnership is going to be significant. And just to note, too, this is important. Brant must provide, you know, us the flexibility to support our current business rules, future legislative changes, help us drive that innovation, and really promote the outdoor participation. One quick note here, too. This is a 7-year contract with the option to renew for another 3 years, and that was really something that was negotiated on site when they were here. And then we do plan to have Brant provide a dedicated customer service call center services in South Dakota. So there'll be a team dedicated 100% to South Dakota calls and the managing of them. Those agents and managers will work remotely in South Dakota. Brant will work with us to really further define that solution to include employees that they hire, as well as a potential subcontract with Five Star, who is our current provider of call center services in Sioux Falls. And so we're pretty excited about that, too, to help retain some of that institutional knowledge and capacity that Five Star has built up over the years as well. So now, Chris Peterson, I'm going to transition to you in this next slide to talk with the commission and the public about the cost of this system.
Thanks, Emily. Mr. Chairman, just a first comment. I want to thank Emily a lot.
I don't know. I can't hear anything from you. Chris Peterson, if you were speaking.
I had to mute the room because we were getting some weird back feed from when Emily was talking, and now I can't.
I got us full.
Okay, now we're up.
Okay. Yep, I can hear you guys now.
Okay, good. Thank you. Our apologies. We're just unmuting our room here. Mr. Chairman, my first comment was going to thank Emily and her team. As she mentioned, we had 8 different proposals to come in on this new system. Many of those proposals were 100 to 200 pages of information to go through and provide this service to us. And in fact, as Emily mentioned, the contract that her and her team and John Katilnik went through, our contract with Brant is well over 100 pages as well. So there's a lot of detail involved in this, and we're very excited to move forth in this effort. That forever, our point of sale, our sales system for camping and permits and licenses versus hunting and fishing have been 2 separate pieces. Expenses were separate. They were basically operated by the 2 divisions, and we're pulling those things together in a way that brings a new methodology together for payment. Our park system point of sale has been operated through a vendor, and the cost of that system was on a transaction basis. You know, each camping permit came with a transaction fee, and that's how we would pay that out. But on our wildlife side, really we operated the system in-house within our department, within our state BIT staff. And really what you'd have to do there is you'd pay for like development hours to do IT and change the system around. But you'd pay that up front, and then you kind of hope for the best that that would result in what you wanted the computer programming to do, or maybe you were trying to do something that would elevate sales. Now when we consolidate these systems, we in fact are going to go to a transaction-based payments where indeed through 2021, as Brandt develops all this and gets the securities in place and brings in all of our mapping information and our license information, there are no costs to the department. They start to get paid when the system goes online here at the end of the year. So no upfront development costs. It'll come on a transaction basis once we get started, which also means that as we've seen this company do, which is the ability to raise sales in some of those states just through their marketing components and customer service, they'll get additional fees and dollars as we get additional fees and dollars that will help pay for the system. So really, as we get started, I hope what we start with is actually the lowest we're ever going to pay for the system. Because if we're paying them more, both the park system is bringing in more dollars, and so with the wildlife system, they're hunting, fishing fees. So dollars, to give you a historical perspective, just our systems, our point of sale systems for parks and wildlife today, we're spending about $1.4 million across the two divisions for a department total. On top of that, you can add in, like Emily mentioned, some of those call center expenses. And kind of what we're negotiating out to start this thing is about $1.7, $1.8 million of fees, all based on transactions. And when you add in the fees we're paying today plus some of the fees for call centers, it might be a little more expensive, but once we're doing this cost methodology thing and expecting to raise and elevate, and plus adding in all the things that Emily mentioned that are going to be the new functions, the new features for both divisions, we think we're in a really good place. So what you see in the budget that we went through was an increase of budget for $1 million. We don't expect to hit that any time in the first year or two, but we hope to get there. We hope to see additional transaction costs here, because that means everything's rising together. So we're pretty excited and think financially this makes a lot of sense for the agency as well.
Thanks, Chris. And then this final slide here, just some next steps for you all to know where we go from here then. We'll begin our project plan and have a kickoff meeting with the Brandt team. They'll come on site in South Dakota probably mid-February. They'll be in South Dakota quite a bit, just so everybody knows that too. We'll have weekly status check-in meetings throughout the year and probably more. Simultaneously, we're going to be integrating Focus and user input group sessions here very soon. User input and feedback is critical to this process in making sure we can meet the customers' wants, needs, and desires as well. And we have some of that data from probably 4 years ago when we did our gfp.sc.gov site, but we need some fresh data and input. So at the same time, they'll have another team that's looking at all of the profiles within Camp SD and the licensing system to really start to migrate the data. They'll scrub and they'll start importing data into the system that they develop for South Dakota. They'll, here in this first quarter still, they will work on the customization features. This is where they'll start to design and set up the environments for development tests, the user testing, and the production sites. They'll go through all of the system and requirement settings that we have agreed upon within the contract, and this is really where they'll start to design and build that system structure. And then, obviously, a priority here in this process is the communications plan, both internally and externally. The internal piece is with our staff, and then the external piece is with our stakeholders, our partners, and our customers, ensuring that individuals are aware of where we're at in this process. That is going to be key throughout this. Again, I just want to close with the fact that this is a monumental change for us, but it's designed to be easy to use, intuitive, and effective for incremental growth, not only in revenue, but in the recruitment of getting people outside. So with that, Chairman Olson, I would stand by for any questions.
Thanks, Emily. That was a detailed presentation that certainly is a lot of information that we're going to need to move this forward, and we appreciate your work on that. I'm glad I didn't have to review the...
It's muted again. That's helpful.
Chris Hall.
Their system drag is. I asked to unmute when Emily was 2 minutes ago. So
you can text her. Thanks.
Thanks, Emily.
There you go.
We appreciate your work on that, Emily.
Okay, thank you.
I think you're still up to bat. It looks like you and Stan, or Tania and Kirk are going to give us an update on the pheasant hunting marketing campaign for 2020.
Yes, sir. And a little bit of a change there. We're going to have Mike Gouches. He's the marketing director for the Department of Tourism, and I think he's got about a 15-minute presentation as well. Unless you're all wanting a break, if you're good for another 15 minutes, we can proceed.
Okay.